This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9. Right now I'm in studio with Jimmy and Mark. Mark, say your real name for me.
Mark Perry Stubberfield.
Okay, if that is not the best name you have ever heard, let me know. All right, so thanks for joining me tonight. Ontuka is a name that has been splashed all around the streets of Melbourne on posters, and I'm very excited to hear your story. So why don't you tell us a bit about how you guys came together as a band?
Me and Jimmy have been jamming for, since maybe 2005. I think it was like just in the last, 2 years or so?
It's a year.
About a year, yeah. We started like writing some proper songs, started playing live. Really escalated from there, I guess.
Awesome. And then you recruited the other members of your band?
That's it, yeah.
Did you know them or did you get them off the internet?
The guitarist, David Cameron, sent a... I think he, posted an ad and we checked him out and...
Gave him a try. He's pretty good, so... he writes some good riffs, so... Just
solid,
kept him on.
Solid musician.
Awesome. What exactly does En Tout Cas mean?
Well, actually, I think in French it means in any case. I'm not too sure if that's true, but that's what we've heard. You know the tennis court surface?
Yes.
That's called En Tout Cas. So you can play tennis in any weather.
Oh, because I was researching to see if I could find out myself what it meant, and all I could find out was ads for tennis courts.
That's
so
it.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah.
And how did that become the right name for your band?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'm a big tennis player, so I
like the sound.
Jumped
of it.
On the bandwagon.
Yeah, we all just love the sound of it. So
I love that. I love cool sounding band names. It's good to see a bit of creative thought in it. My friend's currently got a band going called Tripverter, which is the word that means when you have an argument with someone, have a really good comeback, and then you walk halfway down the stairs and then you think of what to say. There's actually a word for that. It's called Tripverter. So
really?
It's good. That'll
Did they
be
make
it.
Up that word?
No, it's a real word. It's just, not much call for it.
Sounds like back in my home country of Adelaide, the Kane family reunions. there's a lot of made-up words.
Made-up words?
Yeah, a lot of tennis also.
City of church.
Tennis and made-up words.
Yeah, it's the Kane family
reunion.
That
really just represents us.
I think that's right. I think you should make that your tagline on Tout Cas.
Yeah.
Tennis and made up words. Awesome. So you released your debut EP, Dengue Fever, on the night of that terrible storm. Did the storm have an impact on your launch?
It did, actually. We still had a really good turnout and all, but I reckon we were expecting a bit more. But
the rigs were sweatier and wetter.
Yeah, they're a lot wetter, I reckon, at the end of the night.
Yeah, our drummer had a sweatier rig.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
He was drenched. He was,
yeah.
He was disgusting.
Couldn't keep that shirt on.
Well, he should have put links on.
Disgusting.
No, but then it would have been more sweaty because all the women in the audience would have been drawn to the links on stage.
Oh, they were sweaty too, though.
So. Oh, that's all right. It sounds
he's
a bit raunchy, actually.
Yeah, well,
tough stuff.
Really, it was a success because of that. So,
well, isn't dengue fever a disease that you get in the jungle that makes you sweat heaps?
And in our set, that's probably when everyone's the sweatiest, so they could actually be getting the disease while we're playing it. So,
well, then it can't be more perfect, and it certainly shows that you have a large following of dedicated fans.
Oh, they go nuts.
Yeah, they will find some way through golf ball size hailstones to come and see you play.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I was speaking to you guys before we went on air. Tell us about some of your crazy fans. I hear you have a few, insane ones that really get behind you.
I don't really want to name names, but I will.
I will
hope
name.
He doesn't do anything to us. Scotty's a bit of a weirdo.
Nah, Scotty, he's big on MySpace. He's built up his MySpace fans and friends.
Midnight Sun also. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Nah.
She is at every gig. She'll talk to any band.
She's
she's
a bit
fanatic.
Of a player. She's a player.
Yeah. A player.
In the Melbourne player. Scene. Yeah.
Awesome.
They're all on MySpace. Yeah. They haven't transcended to the Facebook yet.
Well, that's yet to come. I think they're going to make the move pretty soon.
They just want to make the most of one forum before moving on to the
other. I reckon they're like music elitists or something. Just trying to get onto something before it's big. Don't know. I can't get my head into the mindset, you know.
I'd always wanted to sort of be one of those crazy fans to see their diaries, because I was speaking to someone.
Just check their blogs.
Yeah, speaking to someone the other day, and their diary is like gig. But really, that's they're the kind of people out there that, you know, will be there even in the worst weather.
they're the kind of defy
hailstorms.
The kind of fans that don't wear underpants to the gig.
That's awesome.
That's all I have to say on that matter.
Backstage.
Fans without underpants.
Yeah, Rob Burnell style. It's the drama style.
He's not really a crazy fan, though. He's just a good man.
He's a good, great guy.
Awesome. So in the aftermath of the launch of your EP, how are you feeling about it? Do you think it's opened some doors for you as a band?
Without a doubt. We're here.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah, we're playing at Bang in, like, I think 2 months, and headlining that. That should have, like, a great response in, like, crowd and all that.
Yeah.
Ding Dong Lounge. Weekender.
That's going to be great.
We're
playing at Rats maybe, like, 4 months from now, I think.
That'll be a good
one.
Isn't
official yet, but... In August?
I think we're going to book, like, a Revolver thing, because we're going to do a showcase there. And, probably just a lot of house parties in between.
Oh, we're playing a warehouse party too in an undisclosed location.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where it is yet. Oh, it's like so exclusive that
you
don't even know where to go.
I'll text you the address on the night.
Awesome. Do that. I love warehouse parties. I had Jess Ribeiro from Jess Ribeiro and the Bone Collectors in the other week, and we were just having like a really good talk about warehouse parties and stuff, and we're thinking that there should be more of them.
Oh, definitely.
Can Joya FM organise one?
Oh, definitely.
Well, okay. I mean, I would like to get the rooftop happening for like a, you know, like a sort of a warehouse style party, except I think like we're not allowed up there anymore because there was too much drag events or something.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, because I think the Broadway bedtime people like to do a lot of, you know, their lives, theatrical shows. So I'm going to play one of the songs off your EP now, and it's called Join the Fold off your debut EP.
Listen to the bass line in this.
Ah, are you the bass player?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I thought as much. Okay, so you're listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
All right, and that was Join the Fold by Ontuka off their new EP, Dengue Fever. And I'm actually here in the studio with the guys from Ontuka, so that is very exciting. We were just talking about how the aftermath of your EP and stuff has sort of launched a lot of success for you guys. In your experience of the Melbourne music scene, what's been your favourite Melbourne venue to play?
Ooh, tough one.
Do you want me to answer this one, Mark?
Yeah, Jim, you give your answer, then I'll give my answer.
Oh, I thought the old Tote, we played there, and there was some shenanigans. There was, I think there was this old guy.
He
was
about 80 years old, I think.
80 years old. He was on a lot of drugs, and he was dancing like a chicken in, like, the pit, and we dedicated every song in the set to him, and, yeah, it was, there's some photos.
Morale was high.
I'll post on Joy FM, the community, the forum there.
Yeah, do.
So, Mark Perry Stubblefield.
Maybe the Workers Club. It's got a nice gritty environment to
it. Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah. That was just packed last summer there. It's like you couldn't move. It was awesome.
It pulls a crowd. They really need on.
Again, it was sweaty. It's the,
the
perfect gig.
Yeah. Sweaty gigs are good or seem to have a trend for you guys.
Yeah, we like the rigs sweaty.
Yep.
We like to get the rig sweaty. Only on the headline shows, though. When we support, we keep it dry.
Put on the antiperspirant before you get there.
I think
Nivea, if I can.
Nivea?
If sponsored I
can, the product placement.
Drop a name.
Well, there you go. Nivea will keep you dry. So where do you get your inspiration from, and who are your influences in writing your fabulous songs?
What do you reckon?
Well, Mark, I'd probably say inspiration, just, probably Adelaide. Just, I just enjoy being back in Adelaide. So that's where I write most of the songs. And, there's too many influences to,
I guess we all have different influences. We all like bring something to the table.
Definitely, definitely.
We like some mutual bands, and then there's some bands that we're into which the others don't know about. And we just
Wham for Mark Perry Stonefield. Yeah. He's a big Wham fan.
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, Mark over here, he really likes Wham, Panic at the Disco.
It's a guilty pleasure.
And the Flying Fucksticks. Yeah, great band, that one.
So that leads me into my next question, which is, if you could support any band in the entire universe, they can be dead, who would it be? So take it, Mark, you're going for Wham there.
No, not really. I just like them. I don't want to play with them.
Who would you want to play with?
Maybe Wild Beasts, possibly.
Wild Beasts.
What's your thoughts?
Maybe, yeah, I'll take that.
Really?
That or Wham.
Not the Pixies?
Oh, I'd love to, but they're quite old now.
They can't handle the sweat.
Yeah, they've
I heard their shows get pretty sweaty.
Yeah, they get sweaty, but I think every year they got larger.
Yeah.
I think there's enough room in the bus to put us on.
They have a side trailer or something.
Yeah, the lock us under the boot, something like that.
Well, the same will happen to you. That's why you got to keep up the exercising gigs. And which other independent bands do you enjoy playing with?
Ooh, Wilfred Jackal.
I'd probably have to say the Roster Chain Hurricanes.
I have to agree with that one too.
Yeah.
They're a massive house party starter. And a lot of rigs have caught on fire while they play.
It's an explosive set.
Yeah, it's explosive, to say the least.
They're recording a cassette or something, I think. Like a tape.
A cassette?
They're too mainstream to have... they don't want to be mainstream, so they're going to record onto cassette.
Is that going to hamper their growth?
I don't think they want to grow. I think they
publicity, considering... Well, we don't even have a cassette player.
Oh, really?
We'll have to... get a few AV cords, swap over the mainframe.
All right, well, we'll have a lot of work. Will be.
I think they're releasing it soon, so when that happens, get the cords.
And we really like the Tamaki Jets.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Small Tough, who I don't think they play anymore, but I think they might be back.
They had a short stint.
And who else do we like?
Ooh,
Adam Lawler, an acoustic artist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's about it.
Oh, well, there's heaps of good stuff out there.
There's too many to name, I think.
We've got a few good gigs coming up soon anyway, so I suppose you'll be expanding your playing horizons. Tell us about your next gig and when and where that is.
At the moment, our next gig's at the Royal Derby Hotel.
It's at Bang.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The next gig is at Bang. We're headlining Bang.
Is that in May or...?
Yeah, it's in May. And bring your trench coat with spikes on the collar.
Ah, we will.
Yeah.
Bring extra eyeliner as well.
Extra eyeliner and extra spikes.
And, that's all I can say on that.
Might as well get a few new piercings the night before.
You're, giving out a large list of demands here to get people to attend.
If you want to fit in.
it's going to be good.
It's a scene.
Awesome. Well, I'll be there with spikes on instead of
Can
bells.
I request all of the Joy FM audience to come to... the Bang gig.
Yep,
it's
going
to be off the hook.
Check out the MySpace for address and time details.
Sounds good. That's right, listeners. Head down to Bang and get sweaty with Onto Car. Anyway, thanks very much for talking to me tonight. And I wish you all the best of luck with your EP. And we hope to all see you at Bang.
I hope you would be there.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. All right, see you later.
I love you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.